Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas Hagon at Tzadik, Bechezkel Yob, and God at Tzadik, Rabbi Yehoshua, and also the Refuas of Rosh Yerachai of Ascendal Peril. In the Mishnah and Shkalim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, it says, Mishyoshu, Mikdash, Eskilu, Mashkin, Esmisha, Mashkin, and Levim, Yisraelim, Gain, Ravod, Mishuchorim, Avaloshim, Ravod, Mikhtanim. So you didn't force the women, Avodim and Ketanim, to give the Machzis a shekel, only the Jews and the freed slaves. In Mishnah it says, Afa Pisham Rein Mamashkinim, Nashim Vavodim Viktanim, Im Shaklam Makavlim Yadim, even though you're not Mamashkinim, you don't force them to give. If they did give the Machzis a shekel, you accept it. Frek the Shara Melech famously, in the first parak of Hilchos Shkolim, a Grois Akasha, according to the Rambam, holds that a 13-year-old is Chayv Machzis a shekel. So then we have to say that if a cotton with shokel, and you're makabalit from this cotton, we're talking about somebody who's less than 13 years old. And now we have a kasha, because we paskin that a carbon sibor ain't a karv mishel yachid. Carbon sibor can't be brought from a yachid. And since a cotton can't be maknit to others in HaTorah, and he can't be makdish, so it emerges then that the carbon sibor is karv mishel yachid of this cotton, since he can't be maknit the machtis hashekel to the tzibor. So how b'chlal can we take his machtis hashekel? So the achronim bring another number of terutzim, and then we're going to conclude with siyata d'shmaya. This is based on Torah by Hagon HaTzadik, Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz, Shlita the Sheik of a Rebbe, the Rav of my community here in Givat Zev, and every week he puts out a pilpul on the parsha. So this is from his pilpul on parsha's shkolim. So we'll start with the teretz of the Shara HaMelech. Shara HaMelech's teretz is that since most matbeos, so most coins of Machzis HaShekel, were given by Gedolim and Arshach to the Tzibor, so the matbe of the cotton is botel berov matbeos. And even though we have a klal that matbeah is not batal, nevertheless, that's not minatorah, it's the midrabanan. Midatorah, a coin is batal. And since midrabanan, the cotton can be makane when he gets to onus hapa'utos, when he gets to a certain age where he has enough seichel to do business, so the takana derabanan is motzi the isser derabanan, the isser derabanan that midrabanan, a matbeah, is not batal, so that's only midrabanan. And midrabanan, a cotton can be makne, so he can be makne this to the tzibur. The only problem is, what about minatorah? So minatorah, it's a bottle. On a Torah level, the matbeah is bottle. Midrabanan, the cotton can be makne. So we have to say that we're talking that cotton shishak al makabla miyado is a cotton shu's yoser mi ben sheish. Because less than that, even midrabanan, he can't be makne, like the Rambam writes in the ninth parak of Hilchos Mechira Halacha Vav. But according to this, we have to understand the Torah says in Choshen Mishpat Reish Lamed Hey B'das HaRambam that until 12 years old, his haknas are nothing. So then you would have to say, according to the way the Torah is learning, B'shitas, the way the Torah has Das HaRambam, the Mishnah is talking only about a 12-year-old until 13. But then he's cutting a mufla samach leish, that his hektish is a hektish daraisis, then there's no chiddush that makablam mimenu. So, according to this tour, the Shara Melech's teretz is shver. The Avnei Miluim, famously Simon Chavches, Yivkan Lamed Gimel, asks on the teretz of the Shara HaMelech, how does Bittel help? We have a Gemara in Beit, Lamed Ches, Lamed Beis, Harishin Sarev, Lokav Shel Chitim, Basar, Kavin Chitim, Shel Chaver, Yochel Halev, Achadi, excuse me. If a Kav of Chitim, of one person, falls into 10 kavim of chitim of his friend, what, his friend's going to eat it and then be besimcha? Like, you can't do that. Mammon isn't batal. So since the mammon's not batal, so how is this coin of the child going to be what batal, barov? We see from this Gemara that it doesn't work. What, my property can't be batal into yours. My kav of wheat can't be bottled into yours that would allow you to eat it. With Pashtus, we have to understand the kash of the Avnei Miluim, because it says there in Beitza, in that sugya, that Mamon She'en Lo Tovim is bottled. Rashi there says that a woman who lent salt to her friend for Yom Tov since she can only be toveh the salt after yantif, so it's mamon she'en lo tov. And look there in Rashi. So if so, here, since midrabanan, the cotton can be makne, and it emerges then that le'olam he will not be able to be toveh his mamon, because midrabanan the kinyan is chal. So therefore, copy the daraisa, the bittel does help, because this is mamon she'en lo tovim. Why is this mamon she'en lo tovim? This is mamon she'en lo tovim because midrabanan the kinyan is a good kinyan, like we said, and he'll never be able to get it back. So since he'll never be able to get it back, he'll never be able to be tovei it back. So then daraisa is also bittel. So the avnei miluim's kasha that my property, my possession, my mamon can't be bottle, even daraisa, so how's it bottle barov? It's not a problem, because this is mamon she'en lo tovin, because midrabanan it is a good kinyan. What the cotton gives, the cotton can be makane, and therefore he's not going to be toveya, and since he's not going to be toveya, so then klapi the daraisa, so we say it's mamon she'en lo tovin, and it's bottle, ain't baya. So the avnei miluim's kasha doesn't seem to be such a good kasha. The ktsois Simon Reish Lamed Hei Sif Kandal is Miyashiv, that since Midrabbanan the Kotten can be Makne, it also works for Dairaisa, because famously Kinyan Dirabbanan Mahani L'Dairaisa, that a Kinyan Dirabbanan is effective also on a Torah level because of Hefker based in Hefker. However, according to the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that Kinyan Dirabbanan is not effective Midor for Dairaisa, or like the Avnei Miluim, who is also the Ktsos, proves that Das Haramam is that Kinyan Darabanan is not effective for Daraisa, so then Hadr Kusha L'Duchte. So if you hold Kinyan Darabanan, it's good for Daraisa, so that's Gevaldik. So he's Makin at Darabanan, and this also works for Daraisa, because Hefker based in Hefker, so Mimela, it's even a good Kinyan, Mi Daraisa. But if you hold that the Kinyan Darabanan is not Mahani, not effective for Daraisa, then Hadr Kusha L'Duchte, the Kushya is reinstated. However, it's not so posh at this Torah to the Ktsos, because that they were Makabla Machtas Hashakum Yinashim Vadim Tanim, even though they're not Chayav, it's not Petaras Nidova. Rather, it's Petaras Kapara, Chaper al Nafshay Seichen. They're not Chayav, but it's a Kapara. It says in the Mishnah Melech Shlomo, Perak Aleph of Shkolah Mishnah Hey, in the name of the Rash Siriloi, that even though we're not Mimashkein Noshim, but we're Toiveh from them, that gives Machtzis HaShekel, is Lechaper, and Noshim Darfin Kapara Oichit, women also Tzimit Kapara. So now, if we say that a cotton is Torah Machtzis HaShekel, were Mekabel because of Hefker based in Hefker, so it emerges then that the Machtzis HaShekel that he gave is not Mesiachis to him. It's as if he didn't give it. As what do we say? We say the king Darabban is Mahali Daraisa. Why? Because the Bezdin say, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, they're Mafkerit. And they have the power to do that Daraisa. But now whose coin is this? Not his. It's not Mesiachis to him. If it's not Mesiachis to him, there's no Kapara. And if there's no Kapara, then why accept it from him in the first place? Dan, da, dan, dan. So Tzarechiyon and the Ktos. That's Rav Horowitz's Kasha. Rav Horowitz's Agana Goyne, we go on Olam. So please don't give me any credit for this. I'm just a Kli. Teretz number 3, the Nesivus in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Gimel argues with the Ktsos that Hefker based in Hefker is effective only to be Motzi Mirish's by love, but he's not effective, famous Machlokas Achronim, to be Makne Midar Raisa, only Lahotzi but not Lahaknas. So he is Mitaretz that even those who hold that King Rabban is not effective for Daraisa, and for that reason, if someone is mizakeh for a cotton, he's not konim in a Torah, because a cotton can't be konim in a Torah. Nevertheless, we can understand the Mishnah Shkalim that since the cotton can be makne derabanan and hefker based in hefker, so the tzibur is zoche from the hefker through the mishichas hagizbar that he's their shliach to be zoche. And therefore, it's a carbon tzibur, mishal tzibur. So according to the Nesivus, how does it work? That through this kinyan derabanan, which he can do, it becomes hefker. Not like the Ktzos holds that kinyan derabbanan is mahani l'daraisa because of hefker based in hefker, but it's only the status of kinyan derabbanan. This kinyan derabbanan makes it hefker. It's out of his rishus, and now the gizbar is koine the matbea b'mishicha. Then we have the same kasha. Then if we have to come out to hefker based in hefker after he's makin it, because kinyan derabbanan becomes hefker, then what's the point? It's not going to be a kapar because it's not mesiachis to him. And not only that, we have nachash shverkeit. We have a gemara in Sukkah, famous Reb Zeira, that a person shouldn't be makne his arba minim to a child on yontif on the first day, because he can be koine but he can't be makne, and therefore this person will be yotze with a lulav she'eno shelo. And so paskins the Rambam in the 8th parak of lulav halacha yud l'divrei anasivis tzarechi yon gadol, since midrabanan the katan can be makne vehefker based in hefker. So let the cotton be makneh the lulav to his father, and through hefker based in hefker, let the father be moshech the lulav, let him do mashicha al lulav, and then he'll be zochem in a hefker, and then he'll be yotze with the lulav that's his. So what's the Gemara's problem? If the Nesivus is right, the Gemara should, Rav Zeira shouldn't have a problem. Can't have a machlokas Nesivus Rav Zeira. Nesivus says, you're makneh derabbanan, and then he does mashicha, which makes it his daraisa. Oh, oibazoi, so let's do that with the lulav. Let the cotton be makneh to the gadol after the gadol is makneh, let him be makneh back to the gadol. It's only derabbanan. Hefker based in hefker. Okay? And now he'll do mashicha. And it's his midoraisa. It's shelo midoraisa. So that's a very, very big difficulty. Tzarechi in gadol. So, we had thus far the teretz of the Shara Melech, Batel Barov. We had the teretz of the Avnei Miluim. We had the kasha of the Avnei Miluim, that it shouldn't be able to be Batel. But we asked on that, that it's Mamon Shein Lotovim, so it should become belong to the Hekdesh. We have the Ktzos, that a Kinyan Derabbanan is effective for Daraisa because of Hefker based in Hefker. Then we asked, but it's not Mesiachis to him, so what's the point of taking it? We have the Nesivus that through the Kinyan Derabbanan it's Hefker, and then the Gizbar is Kana b'Mashicha. Then why can't you be Makan of the Luluf to the Katan on Yom Rishon and let him give it back to you by this Kinyan Derabbanan of him being Makan it to you Derabbanan, and then you do the Mashicha to yours Daraisa? So now we reach the Zhikavar Rebbe's Teretz Rav Harwitz Shlita. Shkolim Paragalat Mishadalat, it says, Amr of Yehuda Haid Ben Buchri Bi Avne Kokoin Shishokalain Ochote, Amr of Yochem and Zakai Loki. Buchri says in Yavin, any Kohen who gives Machsa Shekel is okay, it's fine, he's not sinning. Yochem and Zakai is not true. You can't say if he gives Machsa Shekel, he's not sinning. You have to say that if he doesn't give the Machsa Shekel, he is sinning. He has to give it. But what do the Kohanim do? They dash in the following pasuk themselves. The pasuk says, "Kol minchas kohen kol yil tiyeh loy soichal," that if it's minchas kohen, you can't eat it. Ve hoil ve oimer v'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim shelanu heach ne'acholim. Since the omer shtei alechem lechem aponim are ours, if we're giving money for giving the machzis a shekel to buy these minchas, then how are they eaten? So therefore we can't give. That's the way they darsh in the pasuk. We can't give the machzor shekel because then we have a chelek in these minchas, and these minchas have to be burned if they're for us, and these minchas aren't supposed to be burned, so we shouldn't give. But they're not correct. Why are they not correct? Why is the tain of the Kohanim not correct? Zokt Rashi and Erchin. Dalet Amar Alf Divar Maskel Shalanu Lididon Leslan Hachd Rashi Dahi Kolati Abin Minchas Kohen Greidus Hakasuv Avol Bin Minchas Tzibur Zil Bosa Rubo. Ah, Rashi says that a regular Minchas Kohen is burned, but if you have a Minchas Tzibur, you go after the Rove. What's Pshat? Going after the Rove. It's hard to say that we're talking here about the money. Money isn't Batel. Like the Sfar of the Avnei Miluin. You can't say we're talking here about Bittel Barov. Because Bittel Barov, so it's not going to be Batel. It's like the Avnei Miluin says from the Gemara in Beitza. Harishin Tzarev, lo kav shel chitim basar, kav mechitim shel chaveru. Yochel halav echadi, what? My food is going to be Batel and his food. So we're not talking about Bittel Barov, we're talking about Halach Achar HaRov. Zil Basaruba. So what's the getter here? What do you mean going after the Rove? If I have 10 pieces of meat and I know 9 of them are kosher, you go after the Rove. What's the meaning of Zil Basaruba here when they're giving their money? So to explain the Rashi, first we have to know what the Haile Imre Noam says, who's the Zhikover Rebbe, the present Rebbe's great-great-grandfather, and his Chu is in Siman Aleph, a Gracie Yisod. That if you have a beggar that's rubo tsemer gemalim and miuto tsemer rechelim, which is the problematic tsemer to go with the pishtan, so you're allowed to put it together with pishtan. It's not made in bittel barov because heter beheter is not batel. Can't say that the rov tsemer gemalim is mevatel the miut of tsemer rechelim. Rather, through the rov, the beged gets its shame beged. Since the beged is rubo mitzemer gemalim, so now the shame beged is nikba lefi rubo, and it's called the beged shel tzemer gemalim. Ayin sham dvarav hakadoshim, tshuva simrei noyam, simen aleph. So according to this gefaldik, we can say the same thing about a mincha. Mincha sheruv mishel tzibur, miyuto mishel yachid. Since there's no tarovus of iser veheter, the nidon is it called a mincha tzibur or a mincha yachid? So here it's enough when the rove is coming, mishel tzibur, to be koveya shame of mincha tzibur. Since the rove is coming, mishel tzibur, you can call it a mincha tzibur. Most of the money is mishel tzibur. Call it a mincha tzibur. So now that we've come here, we can answer the kasha of the Shara Melech that we presented at the beginning of this shiur. What did the Shaar HaMelech ask? He said, how does the cotton give his machzis a shekel? It's we paskin that carbon C reino carbon mishel yachid. So if he gives it, he can't be properly makne l'acherim min ha-Torah. Can't be makdish min ha-Torah. So it's going to turn out that this is partially a carbon yachid. What comes from his money? The answer is no. It's a carbon tzibur because most of the money comes from tzibur. So halachacha harov. Since most of the money comes from tzibur, what's halos shame does this carbon have? A carbon tzibur, so it doesn't have to be batel. Huh? You just go by the rov, just like you do by the tzemer rov tzemer gemalim, and miuto tzemer rechelim. It can be mixed with pishtan because it's called tzemer gemalim because you go after the rov. It's nikba l'shem. I'll pee the rov. That's a beautiful teretz geshmak kafter v'ferach, and we should be zochet lilmod ulamed lishmor v'las l'kayim. It's called divrei salma taraso bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.